The 12th and last, of course, of our Schoenberg series. And we're back to a fundamental definition of Schoenberg's compositional process and principles. And that combination of instinct and intellect that shapes every note that he wrote. He's talking in 1950, the year before he died.
I hear the music which I am going to write. I've acquired the capacity of finding out what composes this music, which I hear in my mind, in my imagination. And it's a kind of analysis, of course, but it's perhaps a little too mechanically expressed if I say analysis, but the process is certainly similar to an analysis. I know, like a good cook would know of what the food is prepared, you know, what is in this food. So the composer knows what is in these sounds which he hears.
I love that sentence. I have acquired the capacity of finding out what composes this music which I hear in my mind. And that shows, I think, how profoundly we've been getting Schoenberg wrong for the past century or so. It turns on the still present and still pernicious association between the word Schoenberg and cerebral musical theory. But as Schoenberg's words show, what analysis there was about working out what made the musical visions that he heard in his mind. That's a process that's no more theoretical than trying to remember that dream you had and working out what it might mean. This music wasn't a phenomenon that he was controlling like some mad scientist with musical test tubes, creating intellectualized musical homunculi like half-formed alien xenomorphs. Instead, this music was controlling him. It was something that he experienced as a kind of force of artistic nature, which he then needed to communicate to the world. And that's exactly the same impulse that inspires composers from Monteverdi to Mozart, from Beethoven to Brahms. Music like this, the moment when Schoenberg had to unshackle himself from conventional tonal gravity in the second string quartet to express what he needed to, comes from a profound internal necessity. Schoenberg's whole life as a composer, his experience as a teacher and writer of musical treatises, was then dedicated to finding out what made these musical visions, what composed them, in order to give them to us, his listeners. As with all great composers, Schoenberg's is a genius of generosity and of fearlessly following his visions wherever they might lead, whatever darknesses and despairs, as well as joys and ecstasies, they might discover. As Stefan George's poem, sung here by the soprano in the second string quartet, says, Schoenberg's music is an air from another planet. His brilliance was to hear these rarefied airs, to analyze them, and then to compose them, to conjure them for us.